I think over the 20 years, the main achievements have been an establishment of six of its services to support Pacific Island countries and territories. And that was firstly our communication platform, PACnet, which is an email platform whereby countries can exchange information and to be able to provide alerts on outbreaks that are occurring in countries. And this was the first service established in 1997. And then followed on that is the laboratory network, which is called LabNet. The good thing about this LabNet is that it helped establish a three-level network, where the level one is basically at the country level, where countries are expected to perform some laboratory tests for verification. For example, for dengue, you know, they expected that country level to be able to do a rapid test for dengue. And then the level two is basically for further testing that cannot be done at country level, for example, serotyping. And in the region, we had established four labs, and that basically is Institute Pasteur New Caledonia, Institute Louis Malardi in Tahiti, and Matek Health in Fiji, and Guam Public Health Laboratory in Guam. And then, you know, for higher testing, and that is mainly they're based out of Australia and New Zealand. So those are the kind of laboratory network that has been established by the network that countries can have access to in the event of not only an outbreak, even for, you know, for normal purposes where they have the unusual occurrence of a disease. Then we have the PICNET, which is basically infection control, and this came out really after the SARS epidemic, you know, the need to strengthen prevention and control. And so one of the things that have been established in this PICNET is having a regional guideline that countries can have access to and be able to adapt to a national guideline. And then we have the EpiNet, which is basically a response team. Lastly is the capacity building arm, which is the data for decision-making program, basically a training on surveillance and epidemiology.
Well, you've mentioned two specific diseases that have been on your radar, dengue and also the SARS epidemic outside the region. So is it mosquito-borne diseases and flu-like diseases that are your main concerns?
You know, when the network started, we had six priority diseases, mainly outbreak-prone diseases that we focus on, and that is dengue fever, cholera, influenza, typhoid, leptospirosis, and measles. But then this has expanded over the years to also include HIV, AIDS, and STIs, and even tuberculosis. But, you know, for emerging diseases, even that, you know, we have encompassed that as well, like Zika and chikungunya, which are, you know, new diseases that have emerged in the region.
So in a practical sense, can you point to where the networks that you mentioned have been able to stop an epidemic in its tracks at all?
That's an interesting question, and that's something, you know, we also ask ourselves when we have we exchange information, for example, on PACnet, you know, that this is provides an alert to countries, for example, if there's dengue fever in Fiji, and that's posted on PACnet. And so, you know, we're hoping that countries in the region would take note and take the necessary precautions to be able to prevent themselves an outbreak. Or even if they do have an outbreak, you know, it's not as severe as it would if they weren't prepared. And so that is the intent when we're sharing communication. Oh, the other thing that I forgot also to mention is another service we have, which is the Pacific Syndromic Surveillance System. So this is a weekly system that all countries, 22 countries, participate in, and they report every weekly. And so this is an early warning system where basically they can early detect a possibility of an outbreak in the region. This is something that we need to evaluate to find out exactly if, you know, the communication that they've received, they have been able to sort of avert or lessen the impact of the outbreak when it occurred in their country.
So you'd alert authorities and then they'd be able to take steps like, for example, check people at airports on arrival from a country
yes.
that's infected.
Yes, exactly.
So what's on the radar for the next 5 years? Because that's something you're going to be discussing this week, aren't you?
So basically, it's something that should come from the country. We expect that to come from the countries, and so we only respond to the country needs. We're hoping that that would come out of this meeting, some of the priorities. But that follow on from this meeting will actually be a review, and as we hope that, the question you asked just now, the review of the network, a formal review of the network and its services, and also we hope to have a 5-year strategic plan.